In this episode, we're going to talk about how to get clients from Facebook Marketplace and how this is the number one place I think most people should start when first starting their rental business. It's a good way to get understanding, get business, and to do it at a low cost method. And where if you can sell more, you can do more. So stay tuned and learn more about it.
Good. Welcome to the Rental Boys Podcast. Your host here, Xavier Kelly, and my partner.
What's up, guys? Eddie Salceda.
In our podcast, we talk about tips and tricks to help you along in your party rental business. Me and Eddie currently run a party rental business in the DFW area, where we do a little bit less than $400,000 a year. We just started about a year and a half ago, and this podcast is really built for those who are trying to get started and grow in the industry.
Three of the best purchases we've made to grow and protect our rental business. Number one, rental, a rental platform that works as your website to manage your business. Number two, we have A2B, gas cards for your employees to manage fleet expenses. We've been swiping ever since 2020. Number three is going to be Next Insurance, business insurance that has saved us tens of thousands of dollars. We have been protected ever since 2019. Check out the show's notes and sign up through the links. It costs you nothing to sign up for rental and A2B. Insurance quotes are free from Next Insurance. Doing this helps the podcast grow. Thank you all for your support and love.
Welcome, everybody. This podcast is going to be a really interesting one. We got the one, the only, the Facebook Marketplace Slayer. Some people call him. How did he sell that? Why did he sell that? Who did he sell that? No, joking. No, but also all going into it, we're going to talk about getting your first couple clients on Facebook Marketplace and just building a business on Facebook Marketplace. So I got the one person that I know who has done this a lot, especially from a rental standpoint. Of selling stuff that is legal.
That's where we met.
Yeah. Touch on that story a little bit.
Okay, so real quick.
Are you watching a video?
Yeah, I'm watching a video. That's why sometimes I'll be like, you'll ask me something, I'm like, huh, I'll stall. So that's where you and me met. I think I was like at a movie theater. He had messaged me, I think it was like 9 o'clock.
It was Ruben that messaged
you. It's an emergency, I need chairs.
Because Ruben messaged you.
How many do you need? How many do you have? I was like, okay. I was like, 200. So I need all of them. I was like, okay, cool. And then, so I think that's how we met originally. They'll message you all 24/7. I've had people, weird thing is a lot of people message at like, 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning.
They're so. Like, hey, baby.
They're like, hey. I'm like,
is this available?
Like, for rent? Yes. But I like it a lot because, you know, it's free. I think it just, you have to kind of use certain keywords, kind of like with Google Ads. It's like there's keywords people are going to type in, and then to kind of get them in front of what you're selling. So. That's how we met originally. You needed some chairs and came to me, and now we're business partners.
Yep. Somehow, some way.
Yep. Thank you, Facebook Marketplace.
Yep. I guess Facebook Marketplace is helping people build relationships.
Yep, that too. Yep, they connect people.
Connecting people. I guess that's a slogan. So, how would you explain Facebook Marketplace? Because some people, I don't know if everyone knows about this, but Facebook Marketplace, I guess, was set up to kind of come back, the whole everything wrong with Craigslist is showing up. And
I still like Craigslist. I think it's just I was on it like 2 days ago. I think it's just a different type of people that use Craigslist, if that makes sense. I feel like an older crowd like use Facebook. I mean, Craigslist, I'm sorry. Facebook, mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of people use it to sell stuff.
Yeah, it's like middle-aged people.
Yeah.
Like us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I think for the most part it's like that. So what should be people's expectations coming into this?
Well, it is free. I mean, you can pay for, like, I guess for them to boost your posts. But expectations should be what it is. I mean, it's free. You do get in front of people. But, like, Oh, wait, never mind. That was the other thing, one of the takes that didn't get. But one thing that they make a meme of it because like someone will say, "Hey, this is still available?" And you're like, "Yes." You're like, "Okay, potential customer." And then they just go rogue, like they just like disappear. And you're like, "Were you still interested in that, or Jackson clicked? Is this still available?" So expect that. You know, people are gonna message you saying, "Hey, is this available?" Yeah. And never message you again. So don't get upset or anything like that. It's just what it is. I don't know if the button's like accidentally clicks, but that happens a lot. But you know, for the most part, like I said, the key is the kind of take really good pictures, have certain keywords that people are going to search, and what I do is I kind of experiment and just kind of, you can see like how many people view your posts and stuff like that. So if it's like one day has gone by, you have like zero viewings and there's something wrong, you kind of re-edit that thing. That way it can be more appealing, or maybe keywords that are not being searched that you think you think that people are going to search. So just a lot of modifying until you get it down perfect and people start messaging you like crazy.
Okay. So what's up with the pricing on there? Some people be throwing in there, they'd be like, "This trailer is for $2.
Oh, yeah. That's of course. That's really smart, because then you kind of intrigue them. They're like, "Oh, $1? I'll buy it right now."
Like, starting. You can get with one boat.
Yeah, I mean, it's just to grab people's attention, really. Because sometimes people put like dollar amounts in there, and you know, your stuff will come up, and everybody's a potential buyer. That's the thing. Like, even the people that don't want to pay a lot of money. Sometimes I think we come across this like when we're trying to find something, and we're like, "Well, this is the only person that has it, so we have no choice. We need to make it happen." And a lot of times, that's how you're gonna win, by just getting that customer the initial, just to contact you, and then later on it turns into a sale. So don't be discouraged, or don't treat people mean or whatever, thinking like, "Oh, he's just wasting my time. He asked me a million questions and didn't buy anything."
Yeah, only serious inquiries.
Yeah, and then like another cool thing that we're talking about is like some of my Facebook customers, they turn into like huge customers later on, like in our company. So they had didn't like when I originally started off, doing it out of my house, and then as we grew, they said, "Oh, you do all this? Well, I have like a community church or whatever, and we have a event every year. I really like to do business with you, because so little sales, they eventually turn into big sales. So just
You remember that one person that was renting, I think, chairs from you, tables from me, or something like that?
What?
You know, the one person.
Which one?
And you're like, "Oh, I got this person." And you were talking to him, like, "Okay, we're good." And he's like, "Hey." And he was like, you remember when he rented chairs from you? And then, like, but then, like, he rented chairs. He called you to rent chairs. Uh-huh. And so that. So you put him the order in. But then he called up to the company.
Oh, yeah.
To rent tables. And he's like, "Hey, that's both of these me."
Yeah, right.
What did you say?
Yeah. I was like, "Hey." Because, like, yeah, just like you said, because, like, so. Even to this point, I think I have like one or two that I just leave on there. People message all the time. I just send them to the main website or to the ladies to call. But the same thing, like, I just, it's like an old customer. He's like, "Hey, can you still do chairs? And I'm like, "Yeah, I do." And I saw him put a quote into our company, and I was like, "Hey, that's the same person." But I guess he didn't know that. Like, I gotten bigger, so I was like, "Oh, that's fine." Sometimes it's better to be looked at as a little person.
That was that person that too. He booked. No, I mean, remember at the very beginning before we were merging our systems over together.
Yeah.
And then I think it's amazing. He was like, he booked chairs with you. Yeah. So we put on the sheet, and then that's when I was like, "Actually, hey, why is this person's name on here twice?"
Yeah.
And then he booked tables from us.
Yeah, I remember. And I was like, "Oh, it was all the same drop off. Like, I'll take it off."
Remember you were talking to him, and he was like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna do business, stuff like that." Mm-hmm. And then he's like, "Why you got tables with another company?" And he was like, "Then he was like, "What, huh?" He was like, "How do you know that?" "Cause that's me too."
Yeah,
he was
right. Yeah, that was funny. I just don't remember. I think his name is Gordon.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Gordon, good guy. What would you say, like, if someone's starting a startup with this, like, what's the first thing you should put up? What photos should they put? on here? Are they doing just chairs and tables?
Just chairs and tables. I mean, you can. What I like to do is I like to mock up. Like, I mean, if you're very starting off, just go to the park, mock up like it's a party, take some pictures, and make it look everything nice and neat. You know, set up a table, put like six chairs on it, just do a couple of them so they can get in the shot, take a picture. And then next thing you do would be like pretend like you're doing like a wedding reception and you're just gonna make rows of chairs, take a picture, make it look like a wedding, whatever you need to do. Just so that way you can like two things. So like I said to everybody, humans are visual creatures. So you're giving them that visualization that, hey, look how nice it, like all this stuff set up. Like, wow, this guy's professional. He does this a lot. So, you know, you want to kind of get that perception on the first impression on your customer. So I would mock up a whole bunch of different scenarios. And then also, like, once you get the ball rolling, also use those same pictures in the marketplace. Just the more pictures is better, because then you can kind of give them ideas too. Because like a lot of customers are new. You know, when they're new, they don't want to spend a lot of money. So that's the first place they go is Facebook Marketplace. And you can kind of, you know, get in the door, get your foot in the door on the customer. And then later, as you grow, you know, they'll continue to do business with you because they like that first experience.
Yeah. Well, you might look a little crazy putting chairs up and taking them down out there. They're like, this dude's having an imaginary party.
Yeah, right. Right.
He sits by himself.
Then you're like, hey, kid, jump in there and look extremely happy.
It's like, you're not my dad.
Just do it, hurry.
It's like, where's the $5 at?
About that.
I don't got change. Yeah, right. I got it. No, but I think for the most part, if you're out there, Facebook ads. Oh, not Facebook. Oh, no. Why don't I ask you? What do you think about the boosting of it? I tried it a couple times. And like with the trailer rentals,
yeah.
And I would say it actually kind of get you a lot more people and get you at the front of it,
yeah.
And it works. Stuff from there. Just but what would have been your experience? You think on that?
Well, so to be honest with you, you know me, I'm cheap in certain things, and that's one thing that I'm extremely cheap on. That's why you're good at what you do, because you run all our marketing. But you know, if I was in charge of marketing, I'd be like, man, we're not getting too much traction because we're not investing. But you know, as far as that goes on pain, I've seen it like a positive because my wife does it as well. So I've seen it a positive and kind of gaining people, you know, just, you know, asking questions. But the only thing that I'm not sure, because like I said, I haven't done it personally, but I've seen it where, like, you know, this person will pop up on your feed saying, hey, this is for sale. And you ask them, hey, that's what I need. I'm willing to buy it. Go right now. And they're like, oh, I'm over here in New York. I'm like, well, why are they posting your ad here?
The ship one.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, ship. The ship. Yeah.
But then I've seen also that it's like local pickup as well. So I'm like, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if it's like maybe something on their side, you know, when they originally signed up for the ad. But if it's on Facebook's side, then it's kind of like, I don't know. I think it's kind of like cheating. Like, you know, like, well, as long as it's in front of somebody,
yeah.
Even though they're way over here in Texas, it's fine.
Then,
but
then you put their tracking right.
Yeah, right.
And so they took advantage of it. Like, I'm sure it was like everybody.
All right, 1,000 people saw it. There you go. Pay me.
It's like none of these people are in near
Yeah, but
me.
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't have the experience, so I wouldn't. I don't want to bash it, but you know, at the same time, yeah, I have seen that happen. But
I was actually thinking about that. I was wondering, like, what conversions or what do people get who are running those listings and they're running it where you got to ship it to them?
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing they're basically trying to turn this into like an eBay.
Yeah.
Is what kind of what you're thinking? So, yeah. Because it's already, I would say, a higher trusted version than Craigslist. As far as I know, I haven't heard of a Facebook Marketplace killer.
Not yet. Coming soon.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
But How do you feel about like the people? How like, is it safe?
Yeah, for sure, it's safe. I haven't personally never
been robbed
or and put in kind of sketchy situations.
They took your liver?
No, nothing kidney. Like that. No, and even my wife does like stuff through. Like I said, that's right now. That's her main advertisement is through Facebook and just building up kind of a customer base, getting repeat customers through that.
But I think it's pretty safe. I think obviously if they gets too detail-y where they're like, hey, meet me in this back alley at like 2 a.m. and then that's when you want to kind of like
wear the
kinda,
outfit.
Kinda, yeah, wear this outfit. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff like you kind of want to stay away from.
Send me the money through Bitcoin.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But never, yeah, that's another thing. Like, but I mean, I don't know. For the most part, I've never been like, you know, done wrong or anything like that. And if I've even like Zelle people money to hold my stuff, but generally, you know, I call them first and like, you know, get an understanding. But then again, I got police officer friends, so I can trace a phone number, so that's probably why like it doesn't bother me to do certain things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, for the most part, it's I have zero bad experience as far as like putting in bad situations or anything like that. Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's stories out there. There's good people and bad people everywhere. So
yeah,
just you're gonna.
I think the good thing about Facebook is that, like, you know who the person is.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
If you have some random person that say the Prince of Nigeria,
and like, everything looks great.
There's still a crowd.
Send me your information. Yeah.
Send me your PayPal information.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'll pay you to take it.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
No, so I'm pretty sure. I just say use this link to do an invoice, and then it's on their site, and it looks like PayPal. You can just give them your password and stuff.
Yeah. but for sure, well, I'll just... I think, well, for the most part, our venue that we're starting up, I just took like a really bad picture and threw it on there, but I already got like one person like asking about it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to wait till we get our certification first before I can just bring people in there. And, you know what I mean?
That should be just like today.
Yeah, no.
Or well, for you guys, it'd be like a week after today. But yeah. But yeah, I see that has been pretty good right there. So what would you say, like, from start to finish? Like, if you were setting up an ad and you were restarting back over, what exactly would you do?
I mean, first I would see what my budget is. Be honest with you, I'd run it free first and see what kind of outcome I get. And then if I'm looking to, that way I have something to compare. Like, so if I run it for free, I would, what I always do is I make multiple, but... Also, I think they have it where, like, if they see, like, the same post is being posted over and over, then they kind of take it down. But what I do is I change it up a little bit. I'll change the picture. Like, that's why I say I mock picture stuff. So I'll put two pictures on this one and then put two different pictures on another one and put it in different cities. So, like, cities are, like, 15, 20 minutes away from each other just so I can get, like, a big customer base. And that works very well. So I would do that first, just a freebie. And then see what kind of outcome I get, and then from there I would run the ads and see, you know, if it's better, worse, or it's the same. Because if it's gonna be the same, then I'm always gonna go the free route. But if it's better, then I'll pay every time, because you know I'm getting results with it. But if it's worse, then obviously I'm not paying it for it again. Yeah,
so you don't want to just get my dessert, but yeah, my dessert rich.
No, I'm okay. Yeah, yeah. Unless he sends me a thank you card or something. Yeah,
he will say thank you for spending the most money with us this year.
But yeah, that's what I would do. And like I said, I really like it. Like even to this day, like we sell stuff on there all the time. Like I think our old equipment, I throw it on there. And it generally sells in a couple of days or get inquiries about it.
There'll be some deals on there, too.
Oh, yeah. They get a lot of deals. A lot of deals that you find on there. Yeah.
And also, too, one thing I think you showed me one time, you can post stuff to Facebook groups, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's another cool thing. Yeah, like, so there's so many different groups there. I think there's one we even have, like, for, you know, rental knowledge that we're in, you know what I mean? But, yeah, there's groups you can post in. So, like, you know, there's usually like I'm in a couple of them, like a couple cities. They'll have groups like for garage sales or
was it buy sell trade or something?
Yeah, it's a buy sell trade or like promote businesses, and it's all free. And then just people like to do business with other businesses because they want to help them come up. So those are cool, and like I said, it's free. Or you also another cool thing is like pretty much all your friends you can advertise to them as well. Basically one click and you just basically blast everybody. Hey rent for me now.
hey, that's my chair that you're trying to rent. Your friends say. Yeah. No, I can see some. I see a lot of good things on that part. One thing I would say, like, do you think, like, your actual personal profile has anything to do with you closing more deals? Like, if having a personal profile and having, like, you know, like it filled out and everything, and you think people look at that?
You know that. Even I look at it. So,
you do?
Yes, every single time. Because I want to kind of see what kind of person I'm dealing with.
You don't want to see the person with the tattoos and the guns?
And they're looking crazy. And you're like, hey, I'll buy it for double. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
The person, you robbed me.
Yeah, the person, like, come alone.
Yeah, right. No, I think we do that all the time. And so, yeah, like my profile, I have, like, a picture with my kids. So they're like, oh, family man. Mm-hmm. Another thing is they actually rate you, like, the more transactions that you do. They give you a rating. So just like anything, people want to do business with people that have already been, has a track record of, you know, being, you know, nice, not going to scam you and all this other stuff. So people look at that stuff because I think I got like 30 something, 5 stars. I didn't even ask for them. I just like, I was there when I say I'm going to be there. I pay them. I don't haggle. So people give me stars even though I don't really ask for them, but have seen that also has a big factor to do with.
Yeah, 30? That's pretty good right there.
I didn't even ask for them, yeah.
You got reviews on here.
Yeah, right? Well, they just give you stars, and then they rate you what you're good at and all that good stuff.
Okay, that's pretty good. I didn't know that. Yeah. Have you ever rated a customer back? Can you rate customers?
Yeah, for sure. So even some of them reach out to me and say, hey, can you rate me? So it's obviously some kind of importance. And, you know, I'll just click on the thing and like, yep, loved it. Blah, blah, blah.
As long as the money's right.
Yeah, as long as the money's right.
As long as the money's right. That's pretty interesting. I didn't know that. What do you think about I've seen Facebook trying to push like the Facebook Pay and paying through their system to make it more trustworthy. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think that's good in a sense that it gives like the person that's paying for the item more security. It's kind of like with eBay. Talking of which, one of our motors is... just got another bid.
Yeah.
But on those things...
What's the bid?
I think it's like $800 or $850 or something.
$850, like that. Yes. I like that.
Yeah.
Tickets.
Yeah, right. But stuff like that, I think it kind of gives us security. Because I think everybody knows that there's scammers out there. But the only thing is, like, you don't know this person you're about to make a transaction or even thinking about doing it. So... you know, them doing that or having something to protect them, I think it'll increase, you know, people's confidence and be able to make more sales and you'll be able to do more things. So I'm happy for that and hopefully they push through that. And
How do you feel about people when they should do customer pickups at the house? Like, what made you decide to allow people to do customer pickups?
Well, my whole thing is how can I make it easier for me? Because, you know, there's only one me, so...
hopefully.
Yeah.
If we not, we need to come get him.
I have my little business partner, my daughter. But, you know, I think if you're able to do more, you know, with less, then it's always better. So, you know, under the agreements, I told my wife, hey, if so-and-so comes, I'll let you know. And you just put the stuff outside in the front door. And we have, like, a Ring camera and everything, so I can see everybody. And I can see, you know, the license plates and stuff like that. So... the reason why I did it, it was just super easy. Like, when you do customer pickups, it's like they do all the work and you don't really have to do anything. They just come to you and they bring it back. So I liked it. That's, like I said, that's how we got one of our customers, you know, that was, you know, ended up, you know, spending a lot of money with us later on.
Yeah. What do you think when people are doing this, like I know we can't technically promise anybody any sales. They might be terrible at it. But like, what'd you say from your experience? How much someone can actually make by doing it the way, using a strategy, doing the multiple postings, doing it in different cities, maybe doing a post for chair rentals, table rentals, party rentals, all the equipment and breaking it down. How much do you think they could possibly, or at least business they can drum up?
Well, at the time, I think I was like doing $1,300 a week, and that was with you. It was before you.
Yeah.
But I think when you were like, let me see your book, see if you're even worthy of my time. Then I was like, look at this. And you're like, oh, okay. You're making a little bit of money.
Okay.
But yeah, I wasn't doing anything like you, but yeah, I was starting to accumulate business. And I believe it would have snowballed into bigger things if I did it by myself. But obviously, it was a lot more quicker with you because like, you're good at what you do, and I'm pretty good at what I do too. I think people, like, realistically, as long as you put some strategy behind it, you know, I always tell everybody, you know, definition of insanity, doing the same thing, expect the same, different results. If something's not working for you, then change it up. So, you know, there's an answer to every problem, just see what works and what doesn't work, and then just keep evolving and changing. That's how I use Facebook anyways. I see certain keywords that work better than the other ones, or, you know, I put fiesta for party because, you know, we may have a lot of parties, you know what I mean? So, yeah, just like different, you know, different crowds you just want to kind of market to. Just certain keywords are going to touch them more than others. So just, you know, just do all sort of, do whatever you need to do. But, yeah, for sure, I mean, I've made, like I said, $1,300 a week. I think that's pretty reasonable a dollar amount, you know, to hit. And I wasn't doing a lot of stuff, you know, like I said.
What was your time commitment, you would say?
Time commitment? Well, I was doing it on the weekends only.
I mean, just on the posting, of working with that, or with the post that you put up, the listings.
Time commitment?
Yeah.
I didn't put in a lot of time, probably, like, per post.
Yeah, or, like, just together, each week, like, maintain it.
I'd probably be maybe an hour and a half or something like that.
Yeah.
It's really easy. And then pretty much every week you can go through, renew everything that's old. And then when you renew it, they put you on the top of the page. So you can renew it, I don't know, like 8 times or whatever. And you just, you know, I would put it like on a document and I'll just copy and paste everything. Because if it goes away, then, you know, just redo it over and over and over.
Yeah.
So that way it stays fresh.
Yeah. We should bring Sammy on here and talk about these things too.
Yeah, Sammy uses the Facebook Marketplace a lot.
Because his regular business is selling phones. And, you know, I mean, I guess he makes $10,000 a month. So I guess you can make as much money you want to make.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's tons of people searching for stuff. I mean,
you got to be active. And then go to the other, like, other platforms and stuff too, other kind
of marketplaces. Yeah, like I said, Craigslist is, you know, isn't bad. It just, it just gets a bad rep.
You just need life insurance.
If you're okay. I mean, but me personally, I like the free. That's just me because I'm cheap. And
if it's free, take 3.
Yeah, so I posted Facebook, Craigslist, 5 Mile, all those selling apps. And I mean, the most benefit I've seen was the Facebook, is because the amount of people that have messaged me and how much business has brought us.
Yeah. I kind of wonder, because, like, since we're selling some stuff on eBay, like, what more could Facebook offer if they did charge, like, a fee on there for each item, so a percentage fee? Because eBay is obviously offering us a way that we can get stuff moved pretty fast that are pretty uncommon stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in Facebook, technically, just the whole point is just to get more people onto the site to use it.
Yeah.
And,
well, I think on Facebook you can put services. eBay, I don't know if they have anything for that.
You're right.
For services.
That. I was just wondering, like, I mean, I know why eBay charges, because that's where they make money, but Facebook seems not to really go into, or, like, how did I think it's Craigslist, you have to pay for posting sometimes.
No, it's free.
Free?
I think the only time you have to pay is, like, for gigs and stuff like that.
Okay, okay.
Or specifics. It's the same kind of thing. You can, like, have them increase and land put you on top of the list or stuff like that. You can pay for that.
Okay, that sounds good. What would you say are the pros to Facebook Marketplace?
Free.
Free.
The biggest pro right there.
Free.
Yeah, free. And then, you actually... Well, I don't know. I think I just keep saying the free. I mean, the biggest thing, it's easy. Like, it's not rocket science. You just slap your post in there and make it look nice and pretty. It's simple, you know. Anybody can do it, and then you can continue to do it, and it's not going to hurt you if you make mistakes. You just need to keep on changing things. That's the biggest pro I like about it. And then on top of that, pretty much anybody on your friends list, you already have a list of anybody that's on your friends list, then that's a potential customer, and it uses all that stuff. So once you post something for sale, it puts it on blast to everybody that's on your friends list, and then also potential customers that are looking for those keyword items. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then because I know right now the process is you post some things, and then you send them the link. Yeah. Do you recommend that they do that right now, or think they just work the whole process through Facebook and try to get their number as fast as possible?
I think. Probably just, I really can't go bad either way. But, I don't know, to be honest with you. You can't go wrong either way. I mean, they're both going to work regardless. I mean, this is the main thing, is just do it.
And just stay consistent. Yeah, okay, consistent. What would you say the cons are?
The cons? Well, I think we both know that the like I said, sometimes people ask a million questions and it doesn't end up in an instant sell. So, you know, you can get headaches if you need the instant gratification that, you know, they're going to do business with you. But then also is, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out. You know, it's time consuming because, you know, you might not know what keywords are working best that people are looking for. Sometimes they'll take off your post on there for random reasons.
Facebook jail.
Yeah, Facebook jail. They just take it off and they say, then they put a reason why. You're like, hey, that doesn't even pertain to what I got going on. But you're like, okay, you just need to figure out another way to round this.
The reason is you need to pay for ads.
Yeah, right. And then sometimes you can get, like, your expectation cannot be met. Because, like, we're not saying you're going to be a millionaire putting this thing on Facebook. But it's just, like, another means to get customers. And then, like I said, you can pay for it. Which I don't do a lot, but I know about the free, which free can't go wrong. It's also free, so you can't expect, you know, you're going to be rich overnight with this, but it's going to bring some traffic.
Yeah. Results will vary, would you say?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Results are going to vary. So don't put all your eggs in the basket and get disappointed, you know, but like I said, it's a good starting point. I highly suggest everybody to use Facebook Marketplace. But, yeah, that's just my opinion on that. But I think that's going to be it for today. So go on there on Facebook Marketplace and make sure you put your post up. You have nothing to lose but all to gain. We'll talk to you on the next one.
Yeah. Send in some of your posts if you need help. Eddie can review them for you.
Yeah. Just shoot me a message on Facebook. Eddie.
at Eddie.
Well, actually, I think Eddie himself said that. There you go. Yeah. Just look me up.
Yeah, he's the one guy.
Yep.
or just check the show notes and you look in there too if you want any help with it, just to kind of get a strategy or blueprint to go through it. But thank you guys, and we'll see you in the next.
Thank you guys for listening to the Rental Boys podcast. If you haven't already, please drop a review for us. You know, we would love to hear from you. And I think somewhere on here you can leave messages, you know, hit that up too as well, and subscribe and come back for more. We'll see you guys in the next episode.